Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You are in a love triangle. You can't make a decision, but we can make a decision for you. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
I've been inspired by the show Buccaneers on Apple TV Plus. And so it's based in the 1870s, and it's a bunch of rich American young girls going over to London to find them an aristocrat, right? And these are like hoity-toity London men who don't have a lot of money to their name. So they're actually searching for rich American women to reinject funds and finances into their families and into their estates. But aside from that, it's like a modern take. It's very Bridgerton-esque. So it's not like a stuffy type of period piece. It's very current. It's very hip, and it's a lot of fun to watch. It's my guilty pleasure, and it's Abby's as well.
It's really good. It's not about pirates, despite the name.
Yes, it is not about pirates, despite the name of Buccaneers. So there is one storyline, and that is Nan, and she is not like the other girls, and she doesn't need to get married. She's not trying to find a man, nor does she feel like she has to like come out at the ball in front of the queen. That's just not her jam. She's like, I don't need this. And the Duke has found that so appealing, and he wants her. But the Duke's best friend has also found this very appealing, and he wants her. And she has now found herself firmly in a love triangle, trying to decide, will I be happiest with the Duke or happiest with the Duke's best friend?
Taylor, you are on the Burt Show. You also find yourself in a love triangle.
Yes, I am.
Okay, do tell.
So I was with my ex-husband and the father of my kids for a little over 10 years, but it was just toxic through and through. But I had recently gotten married to my husband now, who is financially stable, is an awesome stepdad. He's there. I have no problems. I have no doubt. But my ex is secretly texting me, saying that he wants his family back and he wants us to work it out. And in the back of my mind, you know, you secretly want your family to work out. He's the father of your kids. Yeah. So I don't know. It's complicated. And my ex and my current husband is aware that he's texting me too. Mm. So he is having some doubts, and it's all just confusing.
Okay, we need a little more here. So the other guy, why are you feeling like you might be in love with this person as well?
Well, we had kids together. We got married. I've known him since I was 17. We've been together that long. It was really toxic when we were together. So there was cop call. There was arrest. It was just horrible situation, but he was my first love. Mm-hmm. And he's the father of my kids. So it's like he's changed. And
has he? Has he? Are you hoping he's changed?
People can change. Sometimes.
I don't know, but from what I'm seeing, it's completely different than what I've known. So it's like, do you take that chance, or do you go with somebody who's stable, secure, and reliable?
But you're attracted to him in a deep way, the new safe guy.
Yeah, my current husband, I love him, I do, but I don't think he'll ever get that deep than what me and my ex-husband shared.
Mm. And your current husband, do you share a child together or no?
No.
Okay.
But he's an awesome stepdad. He's helped. I mean, he's just showered him with love and affection, so he really claims him as his own.
That's a good man.
So what makes you think that the ex and the baby daddy has truly changed?
It's just the things he's saying. He's saying that he's really working on it. He bought a house because he said he wanted when I've been begging him for years that we should invest in real estate, he bought a house, which is close to our house. He's involved in the kids now. He picks them up. He's helping financially. It's just more than what he did.
I'm not saying he hasn't changed, but I feel like it's almost impossible to know if somebody has truly changed mm-hmm. while you're not in the relationship with them.
This is a true love triangle.
But it's changed enough to try it again.
You don't have the chemistry with your husband, that connection, that fire that you had with your bad boy ex.
I don't, but I also know what it's like being a single mom, and it's just, I have no worries about that stress, about where they lay their head, how they eat. Because he's taking care of that. My now husband is taking care of that. So I'm compromising on that security or love.
Ooh, this is good.
So the thing about your ex, and I appreciate that those changes have been made and it's hard to change, but it just sounds like he's doing the basics, the bare basic minimum. He is being a dad and buying a house. Like, those aren't above and beyond things to me that would make me come back there. Congratulations, you are a functioning adult now. Yeah. But here's the thing.
But those are the things I needed for us to work. And he's doing that.
Well,
that was all I needed.
See how long he does it for. But here's the other part. If you're with your current husband because it's security for your kids, then I think you need to get out of that relationship because that's not a reason to stay. You stay because you love the person. And I understand that is very much a part of it. And like as a mom myself, I would look for that security as well. But that shouldn't be the sole reason that you stay. And if that's what's keeping you there for real, then I think you need to bounce.
And this is not a loveless marriage, is it?
No, I do love him. It's just a different type of love. Your first love is just different.
If we were going to go around and give some kind of input, if it had any kind of impact at all, man, like you said, you found a man that loves your kids and you feel safe. They feel safe. He loves you. I am not giving that up on the risk of maybe this dude that has made some adjustments without the pressure because he's on the periphery right now. I am not giving that up.
Yeah. Your ex, how long has he upped? Like, how long has it been since he's upped his game? Like how this new version of him, how long have you witnessed this?
It's been a year now of solid routine and dedication to who he's been. It's been a 4-year change.
I'm so torn because, I mean, if the new guy's doing everything right and you feel safe and you feel secure and you still feel like you have that desire to go and be with your ex because you can't quite reach that point, then I feel like your heart should tell you to go get that fire. But sometimes that fire will put you in jail, man.
It's going to burn you.
You broke, right?
Yeah.
My ex-husband will never give me the security that my now husband will. He just will never be able to provide that.
Ooh, that's it for me. Mm. You got a family to worry about.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to change my position.
Where are you going?
I think you got to go for your ex.
What?
I'm listening to this, and you keep trying to sell us on your ex.
Yeah, you're talking more lovingly of him than you are your current.
You are trying to convince us that your ex has changed and it's better and he's a different man, which tells me you know deep inside you want to be with your ex. You just can't make that decision because it means giving up security for your kids, and maybe that makes you feel like a bad parent. And you need somebody else to tell you to go for your ex.
What do you think, Abby?
Yeah, but I have plenty of friends that want to get back with their exes that are horrible. I have a friend whose ex, like, literally came after her with a knife. And she's like, but she's changed. She has not changed. I really feel for you because I know that tug that you're talking about where you feel like you should be with this person. But I feel like this is the classic case of a toxic relationship where it was such a roller coaster where you're just focusing on those highs that you're forgetting about those lows. And because there wasn't a ton of closure in that relationship because you would have stayed with him if he had fixed these things, that I think now that missing piece has kind of slipped its way back in there, you think, okay, well, things can be how I want them to be. But I think you have to remember how toxic things were back in the day too, because he's still the same guy, just with a couple of minor changes.
Yeah, all I think is, and it's not a big deal, is that if you go back to your ex, that'll be the biggest regret of your life.
Yeah, Abby just changed my opinion again. Stay with your current.
Hey, will you keep us posted every now and then? I would love to just check in with you and see where your head and your heart's at.
Yeah.
All right, Taylor, let me put you on hold. Thank you for sharing with us. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. That's what we're looking for right there. Ooh, that's the one.
That is a
That's the one.
That is a tried and true love triangle right there.
The Burt Show.